Welcome to Revival Today. Today's message is, Oh How He Loves Us. Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use me.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I give myself away so that you can use me. We're singing this song. We don't even realize how detailed that is. The message that God has given me for the body this morning is, oh, how he loves us. Turn to somebody and say, oh, how he loves us. The Bible says in John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to start right there because we've all heard these scriptures and we all heard about how Jesus came for our sins. But I'm going to tell you a story this morning because I want to bring to your awareness that God loves you where you're at. And I want you to know that there is so much that's going on in society today that sometimes brings us to question the love that God has for us. But I want you to know that this word that God has placed in my spirit, he wants us to realize that God has set up the church to understand there is structure that must go forward because we need to be one another's keeper. And so many things have changed in society today where there's no institution that is respected anymore. Like the institution of marriage. Some of us have gone through the process of receiving or receiving gifts or gone through the process of dating. But we don't really understand what God meant in the beginning for your relationship between man and woman. So I'm going to talk about that this morning because I'm going to show you some things. We're in a spiritual battle in God's creation, which is you, man and woman, mankind. We don't even recognize why the devil is so aggressive in trying to tear down the family. So I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11:11. It says, Nevertheless, neither is the man without woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. Someone say, in the Lord. Now that's interesting because we live in a time today where no one needs each other anymore. And I'm going to show you how the enemy has turned things around and made us forget that he wants us to learn how to love. When we went on to the scripture that says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that means he loved you so much that he was willing to sacrifice his own child. And we take this lightly because we got so used to scripture, reading it all the time. Oh, there it is again. There it is again. Not realizing that there was a real sacrifice that was made. So I'm going to go into the scripture here, Revelation 12:7-9. I read the first scripture talking about how man and woman are supposed to be together. I have a statement here that says here, it says, God commanded Adam and Eve to have children. And he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That's what God told him to do. Okay, he said, replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So now when God created man and woman, this is what he did. He brought us together and made us a teamship. Turn to somebody and say, team. One of the reasons why everything's breaking down in society is because now we don't understand why you need to be together and why you need to work together, even as a body. Because there's greater things going on around us. And God loved us so much that he said, listen, I'm not going to put you on second string. I'm putting you on first string. How many of you know what it is to be on first string? You a major player. See, so God did something mighty and miraculous when he created us in his image. He said, I'm going to give you dominion over everything. So Adam and Eve, they had the power and authority over everything. Now check this scripture out in Revelation 12:7. It says, and there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. So the Bible says Michael and the angels fought against the devil. And there was a major war that went forth in heaven. And the devil, Satan, which is the devil, he was kicked out of heaven. And guess what? He had to come and do some damage because he was upset that he could not get back to glory. So the next scripture says here, they had no place in heaven. And it says, and the dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So say to somebody, he got the boot. See, now the enemy, the devil was cast out. Okay, now the beginning, it shows you the scripture where God said, I created man and woman in my image, and now I gave him authority over everything. So now guess what the devil said? Oh, okay, you're going to do me like that? So he began to say, I'm going to check out God's creation, and I'm going to mess with relationships because I know that's where everything starts. So many times we want to be saved, sanctified, and fire baptized, but we don't realize that God has structured relationships for a reason. So go with me on this. In the next scripture, it says in Genesis 2:17. Now, this is where we're going to go. God created Adam and Eve. He told them to hang together, work together. They had power over everything, but the devil knew that he could come in between them. So this is what the devil says. He said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, the reason why I want you to see this is that God gave them some instructions. And they were ones that were the first. And when the devil got kicked out of heaven, do you think he just left on his own? No, he got kicked out. And so he looked at God's creation and began to say, I'm going to come in between them. And it started here. It says, and the Lord said, it is not good that a man shall be alone. I'm going to show you something here. And I will make him a helpmate for him. And out of the ground, the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, see that? So God created them, and he said, I'm going to bring you the animals. You're going to name them and call them. But if you notice in that passage, it says Adam, he was lonely. So many times we act like loneliness don't matter. In the very beginning, in the garden, he was lonely. So now when he created creatures, okay, yeah, that's nice, but there's still no one that I can be with, that I can be around. So God loved us so much that he, even when he created man from the beginning, he could have said to him, guess what, you don't need nobody, you just need me. In that big voice, you just need me. You know how we do today, I don't need nobody, I'm going to heaven without nobody, I don't need the church, I don't need family. In the very beginning, God created all of creation, and still he made companionship because he was alone. Turn to somebody and say, alone. And so God said, not only am I going to give you authority over everything, but I'm going to give you authority in a way where you can name things, you declare what it shall be. Now that's scripture. So guess what? God gave them authority where they could speak something into existence. So when he said, I want you to name it, then it shall be. Don't you know that's why the enemy wants to take away your praise and your testimony? Because if you can speak to your situation, then guess what? That's what it shall be. So when you can speak to that sickness and say, no, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. That was some of the gifts that God had gave us in the beginning, but the enemy was not happy. So the enemy's job was what? To steal, kill, and destroy. Take what God has given you authority over. So the enemy knew I had to get in between this team and I had to break them up. This is why the enemy wants to come in between relationships and family and those that love to be as one. He doesn't want that to be. So it says in this scripture, it says, and Adam gave the name to all the cattle and to the fowls of the air and every beast of the field. And for Adam, there was not found an helpmate for him. You see that? Where he did all this. He named everything. Then he looked and said, I don't have no help. Now, that's powerful because that lets you know that God cared so much that he said, oh, I'm going to give you some help. Some of us want to be super strong. But I don't need no help. I don't need nobody. No, we need one another. Say one another. Your help, when God said, I create the body of Christ, see, there was a reason for this. But even today, the society is tilted because families aren't staying together no more. Nobody wants to stay in relationship. Nobody wants to be connected to anybody. And do you not know that that's why the enemy, he's trying to get in between you and get you by yourself so he can con you out of your blessings? So let's look at the next verse in Genesis. It says here, so God said, okay, you need help? So this is what I'm going to do. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Say one flesh. See, so now right there, it's already telling you. Now he said, I'm going to give you a helpmate, but now they shall be one flesh. That means you can't have your own idea. You got to operate as what? That's tricky. Because these days in society, everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to, you know, I'm the boss. But the Bible says that he was alone. He needed help. And so God took from him and created her. And then he said, now listen, you're one. And so many times we're selfish, so we don't know how to be one. Even when we get married, we come up with another plan. And I'm going to show you why it's important to be in one accord. Because when God loved us so much, he knew that I need to pair him up with somebody that has his back. So check this out. So when I start off the scripture, I said, oh, how he loves us. Everyone's like, oh, wow, I wonder what that's going to be about. But here's what it says right here. Next verse, it says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. Now remember, this is a devil. He got kicked out. He's sliding around the ground. He was even given a name, the snake. But he was more cunning, the Bible says, than all the others. And now the enemy has entered into him, and he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall ye, what, touch it, lest you die. Now, I need you to see this here. The reason why this happened, people don't even realize what happened was Adam and Eve were what, one flesh. They're supposed to be making decisions together. In this scenario, guess what? She was off on her own, and the enemy had access to one of them, not two of them. So now the enemy is talking to her all by herself, and she's trying to make a decision as the head rather than realizing they were supposed to be one. I want the church to know that God loves us so much that even when Adam was lonely, he said, here you are. But now the enemy's job is to con us out of the gifts that we have. So he's trying to con you out of your relationship with your husband or wife. He's trying to con you out of your job. He's trying to con you. You see what I'm saying? Now the enemy was in the garden and he began to talk to Eve and began to tell her that, guess what? I know what God told you, but this you can eat and you won't die. Now, we need to understand in this passage, it shows you one thing, is that when we're not one and we're not together as one, you cannot complete the mission that God has for you. Now, this is strong because guess what it means? It means you need to learn how to be accountable to somebody. These days, we don't even have that spirit anymore. We don't want to check with one another. And then we come to church and we bring our family to church and we don't check with one another. So now you're teaching your children not to be one. And God is trying to get the house in order to get us to the place where we understand that he created women to be his help. And we're living in a society where we don't want to help anymore. We want to be over. And I need you to know when things are off balance, guess what? That's when the enemy has access to you alone. Why you think he tries to get you to break away from a church fellowship and say, you don't need church. You ever receive something where you feel that it's right and you're not sure? You can go to those that God has placed over you. The Bible says we're to watch for your soul. The enemy don't want you to seek that kind of counsel. Because that means you're going to listen and you're going to hear another opinion. But the enemy don't want that to happen. So he wants access to you all alone so that you end up making a decision out of the will of God. And know what he deals with? He preys on your ego. He preys on your pride. Because you say to yourself, well, I can make a decision without my husband. I can make a decision without my wife. The Bible says you are one. The body of Christ, we are one. And so the devil wants to come in between the body of Christ and cause us to die. Let's go to the next scripture here. In the beginning, when God created everything, he gave us access to all that we needed and we were blessed. Turn to somebody and say, I'm blessed. If you turn with me to Deuteronomy 28, it says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Turn to somebody and say, you obey the voice of the Lord. You see that? So we want to get to a lot of blessings, but we have not positioned ourselves to obey. See, somebody got your back and it's God. It's not the enemy. And so when the enemy comes, he's coming to try to deceive you out of your blessing because you felt you were messed over with. Now, the devil does this because when I read the beginning of the story, I say he was kicked out. He lost access to the throne. He lost access to God, and now he wants to get to God's creation and step all over you and mess your life all up because he wants to take you away from the promise that God has for you. But I said in the beginning, oh, how he loves you and me. And because he loves us, that's why he turns everything around and moves it to the side and opens doors that you couldn't go through because he loves you. Give God some praise. It says in John 5:13, it said, no greater love has one than this, that someone will lay down his life for his friend. There's nobody that would do that for a friend like God. He laid down his life. Jesus gave his life for each and every one of us. And so many times we look at our situation, don't realize that. We have to learn how to speak to it. We need to learn to rebuke the devourer. Rebuke the devourer means that you got to speak to the devil and say, get out of my way, get out of my face, get out of my marriage, get out of my stuff. But too many times what we want to do is break up, break off, run away from, instead of saying, Lord, I'm going to grab her hand. Lord, I'm going to grab my children's hand. Lord, I'm going to be one body, one place, and one fellowship because I want to hear from you, Lord. God is trying to bring the church to a new level, new place spiritually. And guess what? You can't get there trying to always do everything on your own. So even in the beginning, God said, I'm going to bless you because you need somebody with you. I want you to know some of us, even if you're not married or you don't have no one right now, guess why? That's why God giving you a body. And you need to understand that the enemy wants access to you by yourself because then he can manipulate. And in that scripture, it shows how he manipulated the word and said, well, you can have it. But the word says, don't look at it, don't touch it, don't smell it. Too many times we look for an easy excuse to do what we want to do. But I want you to know that God wants to bless us all, but he wants us to walk according to his will. I want you to understand is that being cut off from fellowship with God brings problems. Being cut off from fellowship with God brings problems. God is saying we need to stop crying and saying, no one loves me. He said, I've given you everything you need. But you have to learn to look to your right and left when say that spouse or somebody's not with you. It said, look to the hills which comes your help. Your help is the Lord. You got a team. Even in the body, you have a team. If it wasn't for God, we would all have been cut off. The devil will whisper in your ear and say, no one cares. How many have ever been there? Don't you realize that God cared so much even in the beginning? When he created everything, he could have turned to Adam and said, you don't need no one. I made you good all by yourself. But God said, you need a helper. I want you to know it's okay to get help. It's okay to say to those around you, listen, I need help right now. I need your prayer right now. I need your blessings right now. Hallelujah. He knows your name. He knows who you are. The scripture that I'm going to end with, it says, whoso separate us from the love of Christ, shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or fame, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? This is a question. So when you sit back and say, no one loves me, like I said in the beginning, oh, how he loves you. But you're sitting back saying, no one knows me. No one knows my name. Nobody cares about my existence right here on earth. God is trying to say to the body that we got to get this in our spirit, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Even your relationships, we need to get to that place, all of us, where you can turn to your spouse, to your children, say, nothing's going to separate me from my commitment to you. See, because the enemy is talking right now in your ear saying, get out, run, hide, duck, jump. But instead, God is saying, listen. Seek counsel because the enemy is speaking and trying to take you off course. So the next part of scripture says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Turn to somebody and say, I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. It's easy to walk away. But God is saying you need to stay. Praise God. We're so excited that you were able to listen to this message, this broadcast. We pray that you enjoyed yourself, and I want to encourage you to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, how he loves us. If you enjoyed this message, please feel free to be a blessing to this ministry. If you'd like to donate, send a blessing to 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, House of Praise. Also, Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. Please come and visit us. Hope to see you soon. Bless you.